from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of God as friend, Parshat Kedoshim. The notion that God is our friend can be found through meandering from our Parsha to Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Parsha begins with the notion, V'avtal Recha Kamocha, that we should love our neighbor as ourself. Ani Hashem, I am the Lord, I am Hashem. This, what does it mean to love your neighbor as yourself? Many commentaries, including the Sefer HaChinuch, suggest that it's the same as Hillel's dictum that my desaniach l'chavrach, desanialach l'chavrach l'tavid, what you hate, don't do to your friend. Rabbi Akiva said that loving your neighbor as yourself, zekla gadol b'torah, this is a great principle in the Torah. And Hillel, his predecessor, said that what you hate, don't do to your friend. The rest is commentary. Go learn it. And the Sefer HaChinuch, the medieval commentary collection of the mitzvot, says that really these two concepts are the same. What does it mean to love your neighbor as yourself? It means don't do to them that which you wouldn't want to do because you treat them the same as you treat yourself. Problem is that in the context in the Gemara and Shabbos on 31a, the context is one of conversion. A Gentile came to Shammai and to Hillel and said, convert me to Judaism on one foot while I'm standing on one foot. So he said, I can do it. What you hate, don't do to your friend. The rest is commentary. Go learn. So that's all of Judaism. And now go learn the rest and you can convert to Judaism. So he fulfilled the Gentile's request and he converted. Problem is that if you're converting to Judaism, yeah, you need to know about the whole all of Judaism. All he told him was, principle that guides all of the commandments, as Rashi says. Well, if you love your neighbor, if you don't do to someone else what you wouldn't want done to yourselves, you wouldn't steal from them, you wouldn't kill them, you wouldn't steal their wives, and all the laws of morality would pertain. So that's very good. It covers a lot of mitzvot, as Rashi says, most of the mitzvot, a plurality of mitzvot, but it doesn't cover all of them. What you hate, don't do to your friend. What does that have to do with Shabbos or kosher or tefillin or mezuzah or shofar or lulav? What does it have to do with all that? So Rashi comes and says, well, when it says to your friend, it means your friend. It also means God. Because after all, there's a verse in Mishlei, in Proverbs 27:10, which says, your friend and the friend of your father, you shouldn't abandon. God is your friend and the friend of your father. Which, by the way, is interesting in itself because not only when you're good to God, you're also being good to the God of your father. So you're being good to your father as well. So there's an interplay between being good to God and good to your parents and our ancestors. It's all connected. But Rashi is saying that when Hillel spoke of your neighbor, he's referring to God as well. What you hate, don't do to your friend. That's also God. And you don't want people to violate what you say. If you ask people to do something, you expect them to do it. If you don't like potatoes, you don't expect the people to serve you potatoes. If you don't like this kind of music, you don't expect your friend to play the music when you're sitting right there. So too, when God asks you to do certain things, you do it. You don't go against what God has to say. This notion of God as friend is found in a number of other places as well. For instance, Zedodi v'Zerei, the notion that God is my friend, is found right there in the Song of Songs. It's a metaphor. God is my friend. It's referring to God. There's also a verse in Tehillim. It says, Laman achai v'rayai, which the Midrash understands. Midrash Rabbah Yitro, it understands, Laman achai v'rayai, God is talking and he says, look, and because of my brothers and friends, he refers to the Jews as brothers and friends. Or Avraham Oavi, Avraham is referred to as God's friend. We see that God is our friend. Of course, a note of caution is necessary here as well. Because it says, Ani Hashem, love your neighbor as yourself. I am God. So the Sforno says, don't think that you can just be friends with me in a casual way like you are with your regular friends. After all, the Gemara says, Chavrusa Klapi Shmaya. Can you really be friends casual with God? You can't be casual with God. So the Sforno warns us. But many, many interpreters, Hasidic interpreters, others, have said that when it says at the end of the verse, love your neighbor as yourself, I am God. The reason it says I am God is to say that it's connected. That just as you love God, well, God's creations, those who have Tzelem Elokim, the image of God, you should love them too. It's all interconnected. This notion that we should love God as our friend is a fascinating notion. Usually we think of sort of the interpersonal mitzvot, and we think of the mitzvot with God. But when we think of God as friend, it invokes a different kind of an idea. Idea that God is part of our ethical community. Rabbi Soloveitchik talks about this in The Lonely Man of Faith. For instance, he says, the covenantal faith community manifests itself in the threefold personal union. I, thou, and he, Hashem. So, there's an idea that God is with us in our community. And we have to be respectful to God as a member of our community, so to speak. Also, we should remember that whatever circumstance we're in, we have a friend. The Jews never bereft of friendship. We always have a friend. Ze dodi v'ze rei. He is my friend. He is my beloved. This refers to God. A Jew is never alone. A Jew always has a friend. But we have to treat our friends well, our earthly friends and our heavenly friend as well. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lamed Congregation. And we thank Jason Lefkowitz, our producer, as well. We also wish everyone a Yom Ha'atzmut Sameach, that indeed that Israel continues to flourish and grow, and that Israel, as it celebrates its 71st birthday, should continue to grow into the kind of country we all hope and dream, a country of justice and a country of peace where all its citizens, all the Jewish people, can dwell there, peace and happiness for all eternity. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.